And I'm very happy to come to Australia, especially to this place, in the house of Brother Vallabhbhai and his family. There are so well, and so many devotees from various parts have come very far away. They have come. Why they have come? I think they are thirsty. They want some water. They are hankering for a long time for this water. Swamiji Maharaj came and planted a seed of bhakti. In someone's hearts, sprouts were coming. In some hearts, it was more definitely. In someone's heart, it was like a seed still. So more water was wanting. I think Krishna has arranged, Swamiji has arranged, my Guru has arranged, that you are very eager to hear me and to bring me. My wish is only one, to help you all, that you should be bona fide devotee. Out of that money, you should not have any political thing, not duplicity. Very sincere. I know that bhakti does not depend on practice. That you are practicing bhakti day and night. But I think that bhakti is a person very, very gentle, smooth, sweet, and having so much mercy. So much, she is so merciful. So if Bhakti Devi is so merciful, and she will see that, oh, she wants some bhakti. They want to honor me. Then it will come in your heart. We cannot bring. So it is called Bhagat Prasadaj and Bhakta Prasadaj. What is the meaning? Bhaji Bhakti we can do. We can hear, chant, remember. We can chant 16 rounds. We can chant more than this. 16. One can chant more than this. 60 rounds. 64 rounds. Even anyone can chant more than this. But he will not realize anything. Hear happiness in chanting. No taste. They may do so much hard labor. Because we can do. But if Krishna is so merciful, or any bhakta like that, they are merciful. And without any gain, ahetuki daya, causeless mercy. If he gives that and tells Bhakti Devi, oh, you should go, and she is coming down from up. It does not depend on practices. But without practices, she will not be merciful to us. We have to do. But you should know very strongly that Bhakti Devi never comes by our efforts. There may be something whole in that or in our efforts. There may be so many many things like anarths. So beneath the association of pure Rasik Tattvavid Vaishnava. And by their causeless mercy, Bhakti Devi may come from up. She should descend on her. It comes through the mercy of Krishna or the associates of Krishna, because always living in their hearts. Nikunja Juno Ratike Dishidhai Jajalidhi Jukti Rapekshaniya Tatra Tidaksha Ratiballabhasya Vande Groshi Charana. Guru is not a person of this material world. He is not like us. He never cheats anyone. He never wants any worldly thing. He is the special associates of Krishna from Golok Vrindavan, always serving and very expert in serving Krishna and Radha to meet them together in their own. And to serve, always serving there, in their kunds, in Radha Kunda, Swananda Sukhada Kunja, or any other kunds. He is so expert in serving. Krishna has sent them in this world to help needy person, rogue one, to serve Krishna and Radha Kunja. He is not an ordinary person. He is not clever or worldly, having so much knowledge, very intelligent, not an expert in making money or anything, or playing duplicity or politics. He is the special associate of Krishna. From Vrindavan, Radha Kunda, Vandirvan, Govardhan, mercifully he has ascended, descends in this world. So by the mercy of that Guru, he can have something. Mercy of Krishna or a devotee like that. They are very rare in this world. We pretend to be a guru, acharya, but really they are akhanda guru tattva. In Nityananda, Prabhu, Baladeva Prabhu, these akhanda guru tattva descends in this world, in the shakti life of acharya. We see how strong personalities acharya have come. Brahma, Narad, Vedavyas, Sukadeva Goswami, Sutta Goswami, Madhvacharya, Jayatirtha, later on Madhavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri, how great personality. They used to always weep and tell, oh Krishna, very oh Lalite, very bad. हे देव हे दैत हे भुवनैक बंधो हे कृष्ण हे चपल हे कर्णैक सिंधु. This श्लोक has been told by Radhika. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling. This श्लोक is from Srimati Radhika. There is none in this world to realize this श्लोक. First, it was realized by Madhavendra Puri. And always he used to be bitterly for all Krishna. And after that, Sarvadamodara, there was successor of Madhavendra Puri Pad, Ishwar Puri Pad. Especially they were Lalita and Vishakha, Sarvadamodara, Raya Ramana. And they came and established this thing, pure bhakti. And after that, they gave it to
in succession of Srila Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, and all other six Goswami. We are so fortunate to be in this disciplic line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are so fortunate. We have some hope that bhakti will come in our heart. How it will come? He has arranged anyhow to come and to hear and to serve Vaishnava-like, Guru-like. So we have some hope. Now you can hear something. That how it bhakti descends in pure hearts. And you should realize it and have a very strong faith in Vaishnava. Not blind faith, I don't tell. Not blind faith. Once you know, it has been explained in Srimad Bhagavatam that Vyasa was somewhat worried. He was sitting in his ashram. Ashram, you know? More loudly?
Hermitage.
You know hermitage? Ashram where he used to practice bhakti yoga. And where he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam or Mahabharatam, Purana and all other things. Where he used to meditate. This ashram was situated on the bank of Saraswati River. Very sacred, very sacred. And it was called Samyaprash. Samyaprash means, what is the meaning of Samyaprash? Everything was so normal. Samya. What is the meaning of Samya? What Prabhu? Vrajavalla Prabhu? Satika, Rajasek and Tamsi. Quite balance. No disturbance in mind and anywhere. Like Vishnu, Mahavishnu, Karnabdisai Vishnu, where he situates, where he lives, in Karnabdisai, where all are in normal position. No action of Tam, Raja and Shakti. No accident, no, nothing. So, he was out of all, but yet he was had some worry. And what is his worry? That I have divided Vedas in four. This is the incarnation of Krishna himself. And it is called Shabdavatar, Shabda Brahma. Shabda Brahma. What? Spiritual sound. Shabda. That Krishna is that Ved. He has. By his vibration, Ved has come. He has also written Vedanta Sutra. It has reconciled all the Vedas. In Veda there are something which are opposite. It seems that they are opposite. Krishna has said, he has no shape. Krishna walks, sometimes he never walks. So opposite things are seen there. Krishna has no attributes, no power, nothing, and at the same time he tells. Krishna has so much power. He is so powerful. So he reconciled them. He wrote Mahabharata, very beautiful book, for all. Vedas cannot read, ladies cannot utter the mantra of Vedas. But some can do, like Gargi and all others. Very, very intelligent and very powerful, high class of devotees they were. But generally, not all ladies can, and all persons also can. So he made Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabharatam, and in that there was a most powerful jewel like Gita, Gita Upanishad. Also he wrote so many Purans, made easy Ved, very easy, but it was also so difficult for all persons to realize and to think. He was worried that I am losing something. There is whole anything anywhere. Kami hai, abhav mane? There is something lack in me. I have done all things, and all things that I am guru of whole world, Jagat Guru. But why I am not so happy? What is lacking in me? Just at that time, Narad arrived there. And he told, smiling, my dear Vyasadeva, why you are worried? You have made all these things, which is absent for any worldly person. You are not worldly. Who was he? He was Shaktavrish Avatar. So, you are not an ordinary person. But still, you are so much worried. Why you are worried? Like, we are chanting, remembering. We are reading the books of Swamiji, the Bhaktivedanta Swamiji. We are also reading so many books like Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. We remember so many slopes. We can give so many classes, very beautiful class. But we don't realize. This is the thing. We are not satisfied. Why our heart is not melting? Why tears are not coming? Nayanam galadashudharaya badanam gadagadarudhyaya pulka nichitam vapuhakada tamanam grahanei bhavishyati. You know this shlok? What is the meaning of this shlok? Nayanam galadashudharaya. Who is telling?
Mahaprabhu.
What he is telling?
He is telling that why are tears not coming from my eyes? My tears are coming from my eyes.
He is telling that all know that I am very high class of bhakti. If anyone chant Krishna name really, tear is bound to come. Because Krishna is so beautiful, so marvelous, sweet. She has all kinds of attributes. So anyone, if chant Krishna will come in his heart, and heart will be melting, the tear will come. Then tremblance will come, tremble. This body will tremble. Sometimes sweat will come. Sometimes he will roll down on the earth, telling where Krishna, O Radha, where? He Radhe Brajadevi ke chalalite he nanda suno kuta. Sri Govardhan kalpupada patane kalindi vende. Bhushan tavit sarvatau khedai mahabhivalu vande Krishna. Krishna for always waiting, sometimes in Radha Kund, sometimes Krishna Kund, sometimes in Vrinda, sometimes in Govardhan, telling very softly, but, O Radhe, where? O Lalite, I cannot live without you, where you are? O Krishna, beautiful Krishna, where you are? Sometimes in Radha Kund, sometimes in Govardhan. What is Govardhan? Kalpa Pada Patale. Govardhan is like a Kalpa Vriksha.
Desire.
You can fulfill all kinds of desires. Oh Govardhan, why you are not fulfilling my desire? I want to meet Krishna. Without Krishna, my life is in vain. He cannot tell like this. No tear, nothing. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling me that. When a day will come that I will realize that what is Krishna.
we are chanting. We are reading books. We are hearing all these things.
But the thing is that so this was the case with Vyasadeva. He wrote so much things. You know that I have written so many books. I am a good preacher. I have served also so many high classes of Vaishnava like my Gurudev, like Swamiji, like Shruti Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj, Pujyapad, and so many at that time. Madhava Maharaj, Jajavar Maharaj, I cannot count them. I've served them. But still, I am feeling some lack. That no tears. So Vyasa was realizing this. I have done all these things. I have written a Gita, a very beautiful, knowledgeable book. But why not tears for not melting? I have done some offenses. There are some unearth in me. So really, if a devotee is thinking like this, he is sincere. And if he is pretending, all are not coming, but even if he is pretending, I am high class of Vaishnava. That is offense. Fear will not come, heart will not come. So Vyasa was sincere. And he was sincerely realizing this fact that there is no frame, nothing in my heart. I have written so much thing in for bhakti, but really bhakti is not coming in my heart. So Narada was just smiling and telling, how are you? He told that you are a very high class of doctor, like Vaidya. You can see me and see my this pulse and you will realize everything. I don't know. Where is my loop and hole? What is lacking in me? You are doctor of all. And advice, what should I do? Then he smiled and told, oh, I know. Where is that fault? Because none of these so high class of devotees. Nard Veena Jivan Sudhormi Nirjas Madhuri Pura Sankrishnam Kamas Purudme Rasani Rasin Sada. All these Narada Goswami singing so sweet songs about Radhika. Narada Bajaya Veenajan Radhika Ramana Name Narada Bajaya Veena Radhika Nam. All day. He know he a realized person. So he always Radhika Ramana in his Veena Jantra. And weeping, rolling down on the earth. So he knows everything. And he began to advise him. Now, Vyasadeva fell on the feet of his Gurudev. And he kept his heart what he was before his Gurudev. If you do like this to any very qualified Guru, open your heart and show your Gurudev, and this is my hand. I don't know what faults, what are obstacles, and what are unearthing me. So place, isko sudhar kajiye. So, Naruto, you have written so many books, high classes of books, but you have not told anything about Brijandanandan Shyam Sundar. You have told so many things about Dwarkadhish, Parthasarathi Krishna, who fought the big Mahabharata battle. You have written so many things about Gita, but you have never told about Brijendanandani Shamsuna, Radha Kanta, Radhanath, Gopinath. They are one but not one. Achinta Bhedabhe. You know, Achinta Bhedabhe, there is difference and non-difference at a time. You have not written that Parabrahma, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadiru Adi Govinda, Sarva Karan Karan. Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. You have written this, but not clearly. I don't know whether you have realized fact or not. He has so much opulence. His ocean of opulence, all. But at the same time, he is ocean of rush. Perhaps you have not realized this. And for that thing, his ocean of rush, don't sleep. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Both Brahmananda. So, Ishvara Parama Krishna. You have written this, but he is ocean of rush, and he becomes servant of servants, and controlled by all his parikas associates. The Sodama can chastise that Parabrahma, and he can weep bitterly, oh mother, don't type me. Mother, don't just type me or beat me. Playing with that, with his cowherd boys, that Parabrahma, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, having so much opulence, portions of opulence. And he plays with cowherd boys. Sometimes they took some dust from Braja, and they give in body of Krishna, fear also, and go like this, and wrestle, and they defeat Krishna. That powerful. Who takes Govardhan in his hands, in his only this little finger. And he had defeated so many demons. But still, he is defeated by Sridham Shubha, and so many Sakha. And being defeated, he becomes so cheerful, so happy. Even they give, that's Supreme Personality of Krishna, they give their remnants. Oh, it is so sweet. They give in their mouth. And also they take out from the mouth of Krishna, and they take it. Oh, beautiful, you will alone take it. And sometimes, very rare person, very high class devotee will see that any coin, his message in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, or any gopi. And they are controlling Krishna. That question, have you written any about these things? Oh, I don't know anything about this. I know that he can control the whole world. But he will be controlled by these gopis and gops. I never expected. Oh, you should write all these things. That if anyone has a little praying, little devotion to Krishna, he becomes servant. And he passes for that dust may come in my head. He has told so many things everywhere. na pare ham nirvardesham. To Srimad Bhagavatam, so many times he has written. He becomes less and less vatsa, kosh. Because all the cows of the Braja, they want to make Krishna their own cows. And so Krishna had to be cows of all cows. All the gopis were matured. They wanted that Krishna should my son and take my breast and should play in my courtyard. So Krishna became their all sons, lakhs and lakhs, uncounted. All wanted, all the girls, Kishoris wanted to marry Krishna. So Krishna became lakhs and lakhs, cowherd boy, and married them all. So he is so generous, sweet. Have you written all these things? Anywhere in Vedanta Sutra or in Mahabharata have you? In Gita have you written? Oh, I have not realized it. Then you should realize. How I can realize? Oh, you can realize. Being so sincere. Give your heart in the lotus feet of your Gurudev, Manmayashavu, Narada, or Krishna. Offer yourself, your heart. We give something in the lotus feet of our Gurudev. But Gurudev is not so much qualified. He cannot do like Narada, because he is realized so. He is Mukta Mahapurush. Madanadhikari can help some, explain. So he told that you should be sincere and offer yourself in the Lord's path. And be Saranagata. Sarvadharmanapattya. Mamekam Saranam Braja. Aham Tvam Sarvapapya. Here not Aham Sarvapapya, but I will realize what is Prema Bhakti. I will. Bhakti will descend you. In your heart. So he get this teachings to Das and he went doing Hare Krishna, Radhe, 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 and Krishna, and he went from there. And he took bath in that river, Saraswati river. And he sat down and surrendered everything. Oh, Krishna, surrender. I want to realize that prema. And who are you? I want to realize. I heard that you are ocean of rush. I want to realize. And when he offered everything, his heart and everything, sincerely, not only by words. We do something by words, but not really by giving everything. We chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Mouth tells and this tongue tells, but not heart. If heart is telling Hare Krishna, then yes, we come. Heart will tell. We also remember our Guru Mantra, Diksha Guru Mantra, like Gopal Mantra, Gayatri, Kama Gayatri. But only from outside. If you do internally, then heart must. So we should try to find Vyas. Became Saradana to Bhakti. And he told, O Bhakti Devi, I am yours. You should reflect your shape and everything in my heart. When he did like this, because he was so powerful, so Bhakti Devi, at once, Bhakti yogena manusha samyak parihite amale apashyata purusham purnam mayanta jada pashyaya. At once he is realized. Which supreme personality of God? He saw that float wala Krishna smiling very gently in krupa and taking heart of all Vrajavasi. He is supreme personality. Now he is realized. And what I told before, everything he saw and realized. How sweet he was. How he was with Mother Yashoda. How she taken Krishna. And how he was living in the front of Yashoda. How he was praying in the Lord's feet of Srimati Radhika. So all he saw. From top to bottom. From his birth to Dwarka Vilaya. Everything he saw. Like we see cinema. Cinema is not a real thing. On the screen, we see photo only. They are moving here, doing, but actually there is nothing. But they saw everything real. Krishna at once came with all Brajvasi. And he saw the birth of Krishna from the womb of Yashoda. Also he saw that he appeared in Mathura at a time. And how he was playing everything from Braja and up to Dwarka Lila, everything. And how did he succeed? Now he was satisfied. And what he realized in his soul, and he saw the road in Bhagavad. So Gita is a book for childhood and
primary
stage. And Srimad Bhagavad Gita is for
master degree
or
university.
Postgraduate books. We can practice some Gita Upadesh, but very hard to realize all these facts of Srimad Bhagavatam, especially this prem, love and devotion. But we have not come only to follow Gita, we have come to realize all Bhagavatam. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kindly gave us. So he wrote, Yasya Vaisuya Vayana, Krishna Paramapurushe, Bhakti Rupapatyate Purusha, Shoka Moha Vayana. He wrote this in Srimad Bhagavatam, that anyone will read or hear Srimad Bhagavatam, especially by hearing. Anyone hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And he will taste by hearing this. And he will try to have this thing. Then he will go to a special guru. Or any Vaishnava. Realize so. We cannot go, but Krishna will arrange himself like he arranged Narada to go to Vyasa. He sent Swamiji to you all. You have not done anything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to all India on foot, uttering Hare Krishna or Radhe Radhe Krishna Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna Keshav, Krishna Keshav, Krishna Keshav, Vanna, Ram Rako, Ram Rako. And all the that. Why he went? Anyone has called them? In South India or anywhere? In Navdeep, anyone called. And that was Advaita Acharya. But all other places, anyone never give any invitation to come, but only to explain to him. So he wrote everything. By reading, we cannot attend everything. We will have some taste. But if we will hear it from any realized Vaishnava, because they are lock and key, they have opened the door and opened the road, then we can realize and hear anything, know anything. By reading alone, you cannot have. So we must have to see, to hear from the realized source. At least he should be Madhyam Adhikari, having no anartha. no selfishness, nothing, then we can realize something and we can advance. And this association should be constantly. Not that in a year I only hear one time. Repeat it. By doing so, there they saw that Prima Bhakti had come. So, he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. He manifested Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Bhagavatam, he could not write, but it came from Krishna. And he only manifested it. But we'll have to hear from any of your wise soul, like Narada, like Guru Goswami, like the devotees who are following Rupa Goswami. Then bhakti will come, and then you will see that naturally tears will come by chanting, remembering all the that they told, from where you have that bhakti that you gave me? Then Narada told, I was a son of a very low class of maid servant. I was about of 5 years age. I was knowing nothing. I was like a foolish, nothing knowing. But once four or so many would realize high class of Vaishnava king in rainy season, and it was Chaturmasya, it may be Kartik month, as you were in Vrindavan. How you tested this Vrindavan? Parikrama, I don't know, but I think that it has touched your hearts. You can never forget. So beautiful, marvelous. So, his mother was a maid servant of low class. She was serving them, their vessels, their kitchen, and everything. Not making prasadam, naivedya, but devotee used to clear, she used to clear everything, vessels and kitchen room and everything. They used to cook for Krishna and to offer Krishna, and whole day and night they were always engaged in hearing and telling Harikatha like you are hearing here. Very patiently. So, all were observing Chaturmasya Vrata there. For 4 months they were there. From morning and then to morning, they have divided their time in a specific duty. Sometimes hearing, sometimes chanting, sometimes worshipping, sometimes reading books, sometimes Shravanam Kirtam Vishnu Shvanam Padashivanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasham Sakhat. So they had divided all this. So that boy, Narada, always engaged with being, he forgets his home, always with them. Sometimes going with them to take bath and taking their cloths and then bring them to carry waters to clear places. And sometimes he told, may I take your remnants? Or did they get that? And they get their remnants too. Narada. And the effect was that in very few days his heart became so pure. And then he began to have a taste in hearing all these things. What was going in class?
So very carefully he used to hear. Then whole month went on. But Bhakti Sri was there. When they were going, leaving that place, he began to weep so loudly. That you are going, leaving me, I want to go with you. But his mother was disturbing him, not to go with him. So he was crying loudly. At last they gave some mantra, Om Narayana Nama, to that boy. And he should practice in this way. They gave the rule and regulation. How to do it? And you will realize, Bhakti will come, Krishna will come, and you will see and realize in some days. And they went. He wanted to practice what their guru had told. Who are they? They were Sanakshananda and Sanatana. Fourth very realized one. Gurus of Narad. There are also so many. But among them they were prominent. So he was thinking that here, in the laps of mother, I cannot do it. So I give up. I should try to give up this place. But her mother was so careful that always taking his laps, going here and there, there was no chance to realize and to practice. One day, a serpent, a snake bite, and she got pregnant. He saw that mother is there. He didn't did any sanskar and he ran towards forest. And from one forest to deep forest he went. When he went in the deep forest where elephants were crying.
Competing.
And the lions were roaring. Tigers were roaring. And he was fearless, no fear at all. And he went to a very big pond, very water so fresh. He took bath in that pond. And under the tree, by the tree, banyan tree, he sat in a high place. And he began to chant and remember that mantra. Always and always. With heart and soul, not like us, Hare Krishna and walking and chattering so much. How his guru told, he began to practice. Shutting his eyes, chanting this way, and always remembering and chanting. At once, Narayan came after some time. He forget to make his stool, urine, to take anything, to drink water, anything he all forget. So after some time, Narayan came in his heart. And he saw Narayan there, over and over. And he blessed him that your wish should be fulfilled. At once my wish was fulfilled. And he vanished. Then I began to weep loudly. Oh Narayan, where you are? I became mad for him. But a sound came. What sound? Akashvani?
Sky sound.
A sound from his heart came. Narad, gone for you. I cannot come before you because you have so many now anarths. I never give my darshan to anyone in anarth stage, but must free I give this my darshan to you.
you should chant and remember. Always, for 24 hours, don't forget. And you should do Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Shmanam, Padashivanam, Archanam, Padashivanam, always. And you see, you'll be matured. Bhakti will come. And then this body will go. Your mind will go away. And you'll be mukta, liberated. And a very beautiful seed will come out from this body. And that body can go to heaven, to Vaikuntha, to Braja, anywhere in world in a second. And no problem at that time. Now, any insect can bite, any man can do apaman,
insult.
You may be hungry, you will be thirsty, anyone can beat you by any state. Anyone can have a case upon you. Sometimes you will see that no money, money problem. Sometimes you will see that so many rogues are coming. Rogues, you understand? Diseases are coming. And you see that after some time, you will become young. After some time, you will become old. And after that, your this will be white. Teeth will go away. No good.
Eyesight.
No remembrance. All will insult you. And after that, you will give up this body. In this one, it is gender. But in Madhyam Adhikari, when he goes, all anarth goes. Why? All his actions, fruits of all the actions, by the chanting Hari name, goes away. And after that, when he comes in the mood of bhav, that bhakti began to come in his heart, then difficulties and problems will come, but he will not care for all these things. He will not involve. No effect of all these things. And when at prem, little weight will come. There will be no obstacles, nothing. So Narad began to roam in the whole world, chanting Hare Krishna or Krishna name. And at last a day came, then his whole Purva Karma, Prarabdha. Prarabdha means? The effects of all his previous actions, bad and good, went away. It was jal gaya, aakshay. Burned in fire. Of bhakti. Everything went away. A beautiful seed came out of this body. Very beautiful. In this Narada seed. Everything was transcendental. In a second he can go any part of any world. He can cross all the oceans. He can go up Chandra Lok and Swarga Lok and Vaikuntha Lok, anywhere he can go. If he will tell that you should die, at once he will die. Or even at bhakti, at once bhakti will come. He became like Uttam Mahabhagavat. So, Vishnu, try to follow this thing. Have a very strong faith in Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna, Guru and Vaishnava. Though they are rare, but if Krishna will see that, oh, he is honest and true and sincere, he will banish any very qualified Guru like Narada, not like Narada, but in the line of Narada and Rupa Goswami. I think that the association of Rupa Goswami is more than Narada. Because he is Rupa Mandiri. Narada cannot guide us like Rupa Goswami will guide. So we should have faith like this. And see that one day, Asha Vanda Samutkantha Nanga, I will have this by the mercy of Rupa Goswami in Chaitanya. Today, I have spoke so much. Tomorrow, I will try to explain Manas Shiksha first sloka first. And if you will realize this, and you will follow sincerely, certainly your affection and love for Krishna in the line of Rupa Goswami, it will be developed. And very soon, we will realize. So you should very carefully hear and try to develop your Krishna consciousness. Go, Brahman.